looking back down at the slides, we're going to, and this is where we're going to finish up our class today, Isaiah 5, where Israel is called the Lord's vineyard. Now, you notice what I mean by that. Chapter 5, verse 1, see vineyard, vineyard. Verse 2, a tower in the midst of the vineyard with a wine press. Verse 4, a vineyard. Verse 5, a vineyard, a vineyard. Keep going to verse 8. This, you notice I wrote up here, this right up here in the top, nine facets of an unholy or what I call a dying culture. Now look up for a second. What the Lord does in Isaiah 5 is he talks about when God says a culture is so bad, he's not going to let them continue. A nation, a group of people living together, their culture becomes so decadent and sinful that God says enough is enough. Okay? What are the elements? How does God describe? See, that's what this whole class is about. How does God describe a dying culture? Look back at the slide. There are nine ways he describes them. And these are, I've marked them for you. Number one, he says that they are greedy in verses 8 through 10. Greedy for material things. They join houses together. There's no place where people can dwell alone amidst the land. This is overdevelopment, materialism, greed. That's the first thing. Verse 11, he says, not only are they greedy, overdeveloped, and materialistic, number one, but secondly, they're addicted. Verse 11, they rise early in the morning. They follow intoxicating drink. So number one, greedy. Number two, addicted. Number three, they're living these amused lives. They do not regard the work of the Lord. They don't consider the operation of his hands. They're not paying attention. See, I wrote down here, that's what the New American Bible, that's a little note to myself that the New American Standard Translation puts it, not pay attention. Then look over here at verse 13. They have no knowledge. They've gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. In other words, what that is, see right here, ignorance of God. That's the fourth sin. They're greedy, they're addicted, they're amused, they're ignorant of God. And then the worst one is right here. Look at this. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as with a cart rope. Now look up. This is graphic. Remember I just said in a previous chapter that God watched like the ant farm? Well, he's still watching. And he said these people are going through life with a cart behind them, and they're pulling this load of sins, blatant sins, iniquity with cords of vanity and sins with a cart rope. Wow. Next slide. Here is their continuation. We're getting to the sixth of the nine sins. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Look up. Do you know what this is? Relativism. Lying. They change. They say, oh, that's not evil. That's good. Oh, that's not good. That's evil. Did you know what we're seeing in our culture today? This relativistic, no absolute, redefining everything against the holiness of God and for the promotion of sin is not new. It was part of Israel's culture as they were dying before the Lord abandoned them and destroyed them and sent them into captivity. But he says, I'll not destroy you completely. I'll bring you back. But why did they die as a culture? Because of these sins. Because they were greedy and addicted and amused and ignorant and blatant and liars. And look at verse 21. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes. This is pride. They're prudent in their own sight. Do you notice I wrote proud, elite, arrogant? All the elements of pride were so evident. And here is the next one in verse 22. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine, valiant for mixing intoxicating drinks. Notice what I wrote in my margin? They had bad heroes. The the mighty people of their culture, kind of like their stars, were stars at sin, and they were their heroes. Whoa, sounds like our culture. And look at verse 23. Who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice. There was injustice in their culture. Think about this. The whole book of Isaiah is about salvation. See? Salvation described, the most important chapter. The whole book is the single, in all of the Old Testament, the single greatest source of knowledge about salvation. God is appealing to the people he transformed. He explains they can impact a culture. No matter when in history we live, God has always had this powerful salvation he wants to unleash, even in a culture this bad. How bad was it? Look back at your slides. How does God describe an ungodly culture? When a nation abandons God, this is what they look like. Number one, what happens when a nation with a long and deep biblical heritage turns its back on God? That's what we already read in Isaiah 1, verses 3 through 6 and 11 to 14. Number two, what does God's word prescribe when a nation that formerly honored him slips into Eastern mysticism? We read that, do you remember? And New Age errors. That was in Isaiah 2 that we already covered. Number three, what does God's word prescribe when a formerly God-honoring nation chooses the pathway of greedy overdevelopment of its land? And that's what went on in Israel in Isaiah 5:8. Number four, what does God prescribe when a nation that formerly revered God's word becomes a place where truth is replaced with lies and absolutes with relativism? Chapter 5, verse 20. Number five, what does God's word prescribe when a nation that was built on the moral law of God? Now, think about that. Built upon the moral law of God, descends into a place where injustice toward the poor and the helpless reigns. That's what verse 23 says. Now think about this. Doesn't that eerily sound like the current moral condition? Look up from your slide and think about, look out the window. Look at the news. Read what's going on. Doesn't that sound like the current moral condition of the United States of America? The similarity is eerie, but actually every one of those five questions are behind what God was asking Israel way back here in this time period from 740 to 680. God was saying, you were my chosen people of promise. Your lives and your nation were built on the moral law of God, and you rejected it. You abandoned me, so I'm going to abandon you. I really believe we're living through the death throes of the United States of America. As you sit with Isaiah open before you, could I ask you a quick question? Why would we, a New Testament era, church age, time of grace believer, turn back to the Old Testament and start there as we study the importance of salvation? Why? Why would we do that? This is why. Look at the next slide. The eerie similarities remind us that this is how God describes a dying culture. Isaiah confronted a nation drowning in sin and points out what God saw: corrupt leadership, grasping materialism, drunken pleasure-seeking, defiant sinfulness. Now, look up and think with me. We see the clearest picture of how God wants to reach a dying culture as we see described the culture of Israel that so mirrors our culture.